Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Hi, welcome to the Apostle Patty Valenzuela podcast. I'm Helen Maese, and we're here with Apostle Patty Valenzuela.
Hello, everybody.
We wanted to start by announcing something exciting. The Women's Conference, it's going to be September 6th and 7th. And this is going to be amazing.
Yes.
It's going to be, it's going to change your life. Yes. And so I really encourage everybody, check it out. We're going to have Dr. Caroline Leaf.
Yes, Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night, Pastor Norma Carnetta and Apostle Patty. And it's just going to be an outpour
of his presence, of his spirit. Just come hungry. Every woman needs to sign up.
Right.
I feel that this is a crucial, pivotal time. And I think that the women need to arise like never before. And I do feel like there's going to be such an incredible outpour of the presence of God. We're experiencing it in our services. But I do feel that there's going to be, as you were saying, a lot of healing, a lot of deliverance, just a shift even in the mind. Maybe you've been battling mentally. And I just can't stress to you enough, you've got to sign up to this women's conference. People are coming from different locations and different states as well. So seats are filling up. We do have a limited seating. So make sure you bring out your friends, your family, your loved ones, and just sign up. You got to get here September the 6th, September the 7th. And it's only for a minimum price of $30. And it includes your meals and just an incredible time in the presence of God. I'm excited. I think we all have a high expectancy of what God is about to do in all of our lives. And I can't stress enough. You've got to sign up to this. So please don't miss out.
Okay, awesome. So with that being said, we want to go ahead and jump right in.
Yes.
We're going to talk about something very, very interesting. Burdens, carrying burdens that you shouldn't be carrying. And this, when you said this topic, I was like, wow, I can think of so many times when I carried a burden that, you know, because I didn't know who God is, because I didn't know He was my healer. I didn't know He was my deliverer. So I would carry these burdens, and maybe you're a person that worries all the time, you know, or maybe you're a person that is just so nervous that you can't let go and you can't trust God. And so I really believe the word you're going to share right now is going to help you.
Yeah.
I can think of a time in my life when, you know, taking it back to when I first came into God, knowing God, well, my mother died. She passed away.
Wow.
So I carried a huge burden because I didn't know that I could get healing from that.
Wow.
Know? And we go through a grieving process, you know, but I think we don't quite heal properly.
Yeah.
And so even through that grieving process, there's no healing. You need to know who God is as a deliverer, as a healer, to give you peace, to give you joy again, to give you all these things. And so I took on that burden. And, you know, I just, the scripture that sticks out to me is, you know, when Jesus says, my burden is light, my yoke is easy, you know, and that, to me, just like, wow, you know, you weren't meant to carry pain. You weren't meant to carry that. You were meant to leave it at the cross, to give it to Jesus.
It's good.
And He carries it for you. He takes it. When I got that revelation, I think that's when the healing really started in my heart. So I'm very interested.
I just think that, like, it happened to us in our service. I had a message prepared. And I remember I walked in. I was ready to minister, but then you all started the worship. And as we were worshiping, I remember there was a point where the prophetic was really intense. And so there was this prophetic that fell in our service. And I heard God say, tell my people that I got this.
Wow.
And tell my people that I've heard their cry.
Wow.
We heard so many testimonies out of that service where it became a worship night.
Yeah.
And the people were just worshiping God. And it was almost like God was lifting the burden off of them. So I heard testimonies like, Apostle, I had a horrible week. I've had a terrible year. And that service set me free. And all I did was just worship God. Worship and praise is such a weapon. And so I do want to talk about false burdens, because I feel that sometimes we don't know that we carry them. Sometimes we're not familiar with the fact that we're walking through life or throughout the day, and we just, you know, we're going on about our day without realizing that we're carrying something that we should not carry. And because of that, we breed a lot of things. And so there's a lot of scriptures that I'm going to share with you out of the Passion Translation. You know, Proverbs 12:25, it says, anxious fear brings depression. And so when you are anxious, it breeds depression. When you have an anxious fear, so you're afraid of something, the future, of something you're currently going through, a situation that you can't change, a circumstance that is out of your hands, it says that it brings depression. So many times we find ourselves discouraged, we find ourselves sad, we find ourselves overwhelmed. And so when we are carrying a burden that does not pertain to us, it pertains to God, we can fall into discouragement, depression. Another scripture says in 1 Peter 5:7, it says, pour out all your worries and stress. Pour it out upon him. And it says, and leave it there. That's what it says. Mm. For he always tenderly cares for you. So leave it there. It's kind of like,
I love that.
Yeah. So you leave the burden there.
Yeah.
Don't pick it up.
Yeah.
It's not for you to carry. The one I want to leave you with is Philippians 4:6-7. It says, don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing, but be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life, then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Christ Jesus. I've got to break the scripture down.
Yes, please.
Because it says, don't be pulled in different directions. So when we have a false burden, when we're worried about things, when we're anxious about a situation, perhaps financially, you don't know how things are going to, you know, happen, or how you're going to pay for this, or how you're going to get through that. You know, when you are anxious, it really does us no good. It says, stop being pulled in different directions. And then it says, or worried about a thing. We're not supposed to worry about anything. God is constantly telling his children, do not be fearful. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Be courageous. You know, it says, don't worry about anything. Give it to God. Leave it at the feet of Jesus. But it says, be saturated in prayer. And so the key to not be anxious about anything is to be saturated in prayer. And so if you don't pray, you're going to be worried throughout the day. And so I think a lot of times people have false burdens, Helen, because I think that they want to fix something that only God can fix. There are things in our lives that are completely out of our control. There are things in our lives that only God and a God intervention can do. There are things in our lives that a healing that somebody maybe is watching or listening that only God can heal.
Yeah.
You know, it's out of the hands of a doctor. It's out of your own hands. You know, there are financial situations, financial burdens that perhaps, you know, you just don't know how to deal with it. You don't know what to do about something. Even changing people. We cannot change anybody.
Wow.
You can't change your family. You can't change your children. Only God can do that. And so I've learned to live my life in such a way where I leave it to God.
Wow.
You know, it's out of my hands. It is out of my control. And so being anxious and being worried and carrying these false burdens becomes very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose our joy. And there's a scripture that says that the burdens become heavy. And so we don't have joy throughout the day. We feel sad. We feel discouraged. We're worried. We're thinking a lot. You know, we're carrying false burdens that don't pertain to us. That's why he says, you know, give all of your burdens to me. Take my yoke, for it is light. And so it says, but be saturated in prayer. So that's one way we got to be. And it says, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. So we offer our faith-filled requests before God. So it's like, what is it that we need? What is it that you are needing from God? Well, I'm going through this. I'm going through this situation. I'm facing this circumstance. I'm having a family problem. Well, it's out of your hands. There's nothing you can do about it. But I know the one that can do something about it. And so he's saying, offer your requests, your faith-filled requests. So I've got to have faith-filled requests. It can't be a request where I'm doubting God, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so there has to be full of faith. So the way to get through and let go and cast your burdens on God is, number one, you have to be saturated in prayer. And number two, you've got to recognize that it's out of your hands. So you worrying about it isn't going to change the situation. It's just going to get you moody. You know,
true.
You're going to have mood swings. You're going to have anger spurts of anger. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to lash out at the wrong people. You're going to be angry at other people that are not even your problem, because there's something going on at the deep core of you. You're going to have lack of joy. You're going to be miserable. You're not going to enjoy the day. You're going to be complaining and murmuring. Well, those are false burdens. There's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing like entering into the presence of God, worshiping Him, and saying, here you go, God. I can't change it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about this situation, but I know that you can. So he says, you've got to have a faith-filled prayer request, full of faith, present it to God, saturated in prayer. And then it says, before God, with overflowing gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so one way to release that burden is to just start thanking God.
That's good.
Just start thanking God, which
yes.
leads us to humility, because when you are in a humble state, that speaks volumes
mm-hmm.
of humility. So you've got to just be grateful. Thank God. You know, you have life.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things to be grateful for.
Yes.
He saved you. And perhaps you're not at the place that you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the situation still isn't where you need it to be. But I've learned something over the years. If you pray about something, okay? Helen, if you fast and pray about something, and God did not change it, because he said, in everything by prayer and petition, bring your request to the Lord, and he is faithful to answer. If I pray about something, and I fast about something, and it did not get moved yet, that tells me that God is going to use it for my own good.
Wow.
So if it isn't immediately moved, if the circumstance didn't immediately change, that means that I've got a lesson to learn in that situation.
Mm.
And so it is my job to make sure that I am learning the lesson,
mm.
whatever that case may be. Now, Satan's job is to keep me worried.
Mm.
Satan's job is to keep me anxious.
Mm.
Satan's job is to keep me, frustrated about this circumstance.
Mm.
And it's like, then we start talking like this. Oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm just tired. I'm just sick of it.
Yeah.
I'm just so sick of it. I'm so sick and tired of it. I don't think I can take it anymore. Well, that's because you're trying to carry a burden that doesn't pertain to you. And God is trying to teach us something through that. So I've learned that if there's some things that God hasn't changed yet, and I have fasted, and I've prayed, and it doesn't mean I stop praying, it doesn't mean I stop fasting, it just means that God didn't move at me immediately, because I'm going to learn a lesson from that. He's building muscle in my life. He's doing something. He's pruning something. He's cutting something. You know, he's teaching me a lesson through that. He's testing me through that. He's putting me through a process in the midst of that waiting. And so it is in that waiting period that I'm growing. It's in that waiting period that I'm maturing. And so when we carry false burdens, we're really saying this: I am God, and I can take care of this myself. Well, you're not God. Well, none of us are God. You know, we are limited people that only, and we have to understand that only God can change those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, bring your request to God, overflowing with gratitude. And then it says this, tell him every detail of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the beautiful thing about God, Helen, is that we can tell him every detail of our life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel good, God. I'm frustrated, God. I don't understand the situation, God. But so you can tell him every detail of your life. Tell him everything. Pour it all out on him. But the last thing you want to do is carry a burden.
Wow.
I watch people, Helen, and when they carry a burden that is not their burden, and they don't cast that problem situation in, you know, upon the feet of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I found that they even start telling me things like this: I don't feel God's presence like
mm-hmm.
I used to. And that's because you've entered into pride. Pride takes on burdens that don't belong to us. Pride says, you know, I've got to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to do something. So you try to control a situation that you can't. So you try to, now you start operating in works of the flesh rather than leaning on the Holy Spirit. Instead of letting the Holy Spirit tell you what to do, you're leaning on the works of the flesh, and that starts to lead you as opposed to the Holy Spirit leading. And so a lot of people do this. You know, they start to, and then it's, I love this part. I gotta tell you this. So you got to tell every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So you are above your human reason. When you go, God's peace comes upon you.
Yeah.
And when there's a peace upon you, you know that is the highest level of faith.
Wow.
When there is peace on you. Because you're totally trusting in God.
Huh.
You're saying, oh, well, I thought you had a problem. Why are you so joyful? Because God's got it.
That's it.
It doesn't mean I get lazy, and it doesn't mean I don't pray, and it doesn't mean
yeah.
that I don't press towards that. But it does mean that I trust him. I trust him for that situation. I'm not going to pick it up, and I'm not going to worry about it anymore.
Well,
I'm going to leave it at the feet of Jesus. And so I have learned over the years that I've got to trust him. And then it says this, he will make the answers known to you through Christ Jesus.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So number one, I've got to be saturated in prayer. Number two, I've got to offer faith-filled requests before God. Then I've got to be overflowing with gratitude. That's how I'm going to cast this burden to him. I've got to pray, number one. Number two, I've got to believe him. So I've got to be intentional about reading my word because I want to know what he says. And then I've got to be overflowing with gratitude. I've got to say, thank you, God.
Yeah.
Find 10 things to be grateful to
God
for. And then it says, tell him every detail of your life because he's faithful. And then this wonderful peace is going to come upon you. And this peace, when it comes upon you, transcends all understanding.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to. I think if God told us every detail of our lives, I don't think we're prepared to handle what the blessings that he's got in store for us.
Wow.
That's why he told Abraham, pack your bags up. You are going. Well, where am I going? Well, I'll tell you as you go. And I'll tell you every step that you take, I'll tell you.
Wow.
But he didn't tell him every detail of it. Why? Because I think if he tells us every detail, Helen, I don't think we'd be ready for it.
Yeah.
I think it wouldn't require faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're quite ready to receive the full understanding of where he's taking us.
Mm-hmm.
I think we may mess it up along the way.
Yeah.
And so that requires so much faith in our lives. So I just want to encourage you. And then he says, he will give you the answers. So I want to encourage you. Cast your burden upon God. Quit holding on to all this, you know, fears.
Yes.
And anxiousness and what ifs. And that's the enemy's job. You know, the enemy's job is to get you to be worried. Because he knows that if you're worried, he knows that if you're stressful,
yeah,
there is no way that you can believe God. So you say, well, where am I going to live? And what is, well, go before God. You know, do your part. And then he will do his part. Now, I can't sit back and just not do anything.
Right.
I've got to do my part. But once I've done my part, then there's some things, Helen, that I've learned over the years I can't change.
Yeah.
I just can't change them. You know, somebody says, well, Apostle, how are you going to handle that? And what are you going to do about this? And what are you going to do about that? The things that I can do,
mm-hmm,
I will do. Those are and being led by the Holy Spirit. But there are things that I can't change.
Right.
God is using them and to orchestrate certain things in my life. I just have to listen to his instructions, but leave it at his feet. You know, think about that. And that's worship. And you're a worshiper.
Yeah.
And I think worship is that. Worship is just surrender. That's another thing you've got to do is just worship him.
Yeah.
Just praise him.
Yeah.
Just thank him. Just tell him, God, you are so amazing. You're using this and you're pruning me and you're molding me and you're shaping me. And I just want to thank you.
Yes.
You know?
Sometimes I don't ask him. I just worship.
That's it.
And he does it.
He does.
You know what? And something came to me when you said about telling him, tell God. You know, we want to air everything out. We want to tell social media. We want to tell our friends. But we don't go to God.
So good.
And when you do that, you don't put it in other people's hands. You don't put it in, you know, you put it in God's hands.
So good.
And what you do in secret, God will definitely reward in public. And so, and I think also the enemy likes to make us a victim. That is a victor mentality.
Yes.
Everything you just said, that is such a victor mentality.
Yes.
But when you listen to the enemy and you give in to those burdens, you become the victim.
So good.
This is amazing word.
So good. Because even I've heard people say, you know, Apostle, even the smallest details of our lives that you think maybe are insignificant, give the detail to God.
Wow.
He knows it. He sees it. The small details. Yeah. He sees everything. You know, I always wanted to build my house in a particular lot. I always would pass by and I would tell nobody. I wouldn't even pray about it.
Yeah.
But it was like a desire that was just in me. And I would literally think this, gosh, one day I would love to live in that subdivision. And it was just quiet, you know, it was a quiet desire. But God hears them. God, and that's where I live now. And God hears the desires of our heart. He sees it. He knows it. Even the smallest detail. You know, I didn't go over there and I'm worried about it. And, you know, when we were told, no, they don't sell pieces of land here, you know. I wasn't worried about it. I just knew that if God wanted me to have it, he would have me have it. But if he didn't want me to have it, then he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't have paved the way. And so I think that when we are people that are just so trusting of our Father, I love what you said. We tell everybody everything, and we've got to tell God everything. He's the one we tell our details to.
Yeah.
Even the things that you feel. Just go before God and say, God, I feel sad, and I'm frustrated, God. Help me. Help me believe you. Even if you don't believe him, go before God and tell him those details.
Yes.
God, I'm having a hard time believing you. Can you help? Holy Spirit, help me. And the Holy Spirit will help you. So I just want to encourage everybody today, Helen, we just cast your burdens upon the Lord. Quit worrying about stuff that you can't change. Quit worrying about things that are out of your hands and they're out of your control. And trust in the one that knows it all. Trust in the one that has your destiny. Trust in the God that said he knows your end from your beginning. And so trust in the God that predestined you. Trust in the God that knows it. He's seeing it from above. He knows what he's using. He knows what to do. He knows when. He knows how. He knows what he's going to use. Trust him. Let go of every burden. Financial problems, let it go. Do your part. Tithe. Give your offerings. Do your part. Work hard. You're not going to be lazy waiting for God to do something. You do your part and leave the rest up to God. If you maybe got into debt, repent before
yes.
God. Change your habits. Do your part.
Yes.
And then let God do the rest. If maybe you're sitting here and you say, man, I really failed with my family. Well, then leave it at the feet of Jesus. Tell God you're sorry. And when you do that, leave the rest up to God. Maybe you failed in ministry. Maybe you're listening, watching me. Well, then tell God, God, I'm so sorry. I really failed you here. But you know, God is such a good God. He said a good man falls 7 times, but he gets back up again. And so you just leave it at the feet of Jesus and let God do the rest. I want to encourage everybody that is watching, let go of all anxiousness. Let go of the anxiety. Let go of the fears. Let go of the worriness. Let go of all of the heaviness that you feel in your heart. There are people listening to me. You feel heavy burdened. Just let it go. Cast your anxieties upon the Lord. He is a faithful God. He's a faithful, faithful God. He's going to answer you every detail of your life. So we're going to pray. We're going to release a prayer over you. And we declare in Jesus' name, Father, I lift up every person that is watching, that is listening to us. And we declare, Father, that if anybody has a financial need, God, today, Father, you begin to work in that area. We send your presence where they're at, God. We declare, Father, in Jesus' name, that debts are being canceled, God. That you are opening up the door, Father, for even more opportunities, career opportunities, God. Checks come into the mail, God. We declare, Father, that you are removing the burden, Father, off of their hearts, God. That joy is returning to them, God. Lord, financial problems, marital problems, family problems, God. All kinds of disappointments that they've had in the past, God. Today we declare in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that every person is releasing that burden unto you today.
Amen.
And we declare that the peace of God that transcends all understanding is falling upon your people, God.
Yes.
Father, we release that right now. We declare, Father, that if anybody's sick in their body, that they not worry about the report of the doctor, because the word of the Lord says, whose report will you believe? You shall believe the report of the Lord.
Amen.
So I declare right now healing over your body. I declare restoration over your family. I declare the salvation of your children
yes.
over your life. I ask in the name of Jesus, God, and I plead the blood, Father, that if there's any attack, Father, right now upon your people, that it is broken, it is stopped. Father, it is derailed, God. It is intersected because no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that it's not going to prevail.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for what you're doing in your people. I thank
yes.
you, God, for the peace and the joy.
Yes.
The joy that is falling upon your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 Wow.
Encourage them to go to the women's conference,
yes.
girl.
You need to come.
Yes.
And like we said, $30. You can find $30 in anything. I mean, you know, save up. Don't get a coffee every day. You know, buy a shirt. You buy a shirt. You want to look good. You know, or something. But what you need to look good is in the inside.
Yeah.
Everything else comes out.
That's right.
That.
That's
and
right.
So, it's gonna change your life. I know it. I know it because. And it like you said, we've been having, it feels like revival.
It is revival.
And it's just, you know, it's new, it's different, and it feels so powerful.
Yes. And I feel in this women's conference, I feel that there's a huge shift that's going to happen in the lives of people. And huge shifts. New seasons are coming upon the people's lives. You're not going to be the same. I guarantee you. It's called the Best Blessed Conference for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to walk out
yes.
blessed. And when you have the blessing of the Father
mm-hmm.
and the hand of God upon your life and he blesses you, Deuteronomy 28, let me tell you, you're blessed in the city, you're blessed in the land, you're blessed wherever you go. Everything
Amen.
You touch prospers.
Amen.
So your life is about to shift. So I just encourage you again, please, please go and register. And you can register at our website at ignitemovement.org. And you can find all the details there. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. We love you guys. We love doing these podcasts.
Yes, they're fun.
I'm thrilled for the times that we are living in. I'm thrilled because of the move of God that is occurring in our midst. And I truly believe that the true daughters are rising in this conference. And I truly believe that a warrior spirit is going to really rise in the women like never before. So mm-hmm. I am thrilled. Bring everybody you can.
Yes. Invite everybody. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
So, thank you, Apostle. You are awesome. And we just thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.